Thank you. So I'll begin with our recommendations for national human rights institutions. And we recommend that they continue to push for a human rights-based approach to mental health through issuing advisories to government and building the capacity of service providers through the formulation of tools and policies aligned with human rights principles and standards, and monitor and document violations to ensure that mental health reforms and policy formulation are evidence-based. So specifically for states, we note that national human rights institutions play a very critical role in advocating for a human rights-based approach to mental health. So states should strengthen their national human rights institutions to monitor and collect data under Article 33 of the UNCRPD. So states should also abolish any legal provisions that permit the use of coercion in mental health care, and continue to advocate for the recognition in law and practice of the right to legal capacity. But legal reform is not enough, and you advocate that they should adopt a multisectoral approach that addresses the conditions that allow coercive practices to take place. This includes stigma towards persons with disabilities and the belief that they're dangerous and coercion is a necessary evil. And secondly, the unavailability of community-based services, resource constraints in mental health institutions in terms of low number of professional workers vis-a-vis the number of patients, which makes them resort to coercive practices, among others. And one of the key policy tools that states could use is the WHO quality rights e-training that could target professionals working in mental health facilities. And states should also carry out policy reforms that promote community-based approaches to mental health and deinstitutionalization. So additionally, states should decriminalize attempted suicide and other legal provisions criminalizing behaviors associated with mental health crises. And last but not least, they should provide support beyond mental health services. I know that mental health outcomes are directly linked to the social determinants of health. So a human rights-based approach to mental health would seek to address social factors such as access to education, employment, social protection, and protection from violence and discrimination. So in terms of what the next steps that the OCHR should take, we recommend that they do a thematic research on the outcomes of the trainings that have been done under the Quality Rights Initiative and legislative reforms. And this should specifically be done with national, in partnership with national human rights institutions. And so thank you.